I'd like to share with you the first Dvar Torah I ever heard from Rabbi Penner, who's now the Dean of REITs, YU Smicha program. He asked a very simple question. He said, what's the purpose of Shemitah? If the goal was to take care of the poor people, which is often how we view it, then give them the fields, pay them off, give them money. Why do we do it in the way we do it, where the rich man and the poor man both have access to the field? What's the purpose? What are we supposed to gain from it? And he offered a beautiful insight from Rav Ben Zion Fierer. Rav Ben Zion Fierer says something that I think is unbelievable. He says that the whole purpose of Shemitah is not tzedakah. And we have to change the way our minds work so we don't look at it that way. The whole purpose of Shemitah is that we care about the psychological well-being of all the people, and particularly the poor people. See, the poor person spends so much of his life and so much of his time struggling and wondering and saying, like, I don't have. And he looks at his wealthy neighbors and he sees that there's a disconnect because they have things that he can't touch. And so he's so bothered. Shemitah comes as an equalizer. Not an equalizer financially, but psychologically. What we do is we turn to the poor person and we say, for the year, you're on equal footing. You and the rich person can go toe-to-toe with each other. You and the rich person have the same access financially to the world. And that's a really big thing. Because by doing that, what we're telling the poor person is, you have a chance. You can make it. Now, what's going to happen the following year? Yeah, he's going to go back to the regular financial divide between him and the poor and the rich person. But at least once a year, at least once every 7 years, let them be on equal footing with each other. The person shouldn't have to always turn to his children and say, we can't have, we can't afford. But when they walk into the field together to take the produce, each of them could hold their head high, the poor person especially, and say, look, finally, I do feel as though I'm an equal. And Rabbi Penner pointed out that so many times in life, the challenge is that the poor person is so scrutinized. Why did you do this? Why did you buy this? How can you accept charity from us? How can you accept anything from us if you're already living a quote-unquote life of luxury? Their families struggle psychologically for that. Comes along Shemitah and says, at least once every 7 years, let it be that you can feel like a mensch just like everyone else. Have a good day.